Hey, so I wanted to talk about something that's been on a lot of people's minds lately, whether we can actually trust large language models to help with clinical decision-making. And I'm not talking about using ChatGPT to find general health information. I mean, can these models handle real diagnostic reasoning? A paper just came out in JAMA Network Open that digs into this pretty seriously, and the findings are genuinely worth your attention if you work in healthcare or AI. Okay, so here's the thing. We've been hearing a lot of hype about reasoning-optimized AI models, systems like Grok and the newer versions of Gemini that are supposedly better at thinking through complex problems. But nobody had really put these models through their paces on actual clinical reasoning tasks in a systematic way. That's where this new research comes in. The authors introduced something called Prime LLM, which is basically a multidimensional benchmark specifically designed to test how well these models handle the full clinical workflow, everything from initial diagnosis all the way through to management decisions. And that's important because clinical reasoning isn't just one thing. It's this whole cascade of interconnected tasks. You take a patient history. You generate differential diagnoses. You order tests. You interpret results. You arrive at a final diagnosis, and then you manage the case. Miss something in one step, and the whole thing falls apart. So they built a framework that actually measures all of that. Now, let's talk about what they found. They tested 18 different models, a mix of the big players out there. And here's where it gets interesting. The scores ranged pretty widely from 0, 64 for Gemini 1, 5 flash all the way up to 0, 78 for Grok 4. But here's the headline. When they specifically looked at reasoning-optimized models versus standard models, the reasoning-optimized ones scored significantly higher. We're talking 0, 76 versus 0, 67 on average, and that difference was statistically significant. So the investment in reasoning does seem to help. But, and this is crucial, the performance wasn't uniform across different types of clinical tasks. This is where things get sobering. Differential diagnosis, which is honestly one of the hardest and most important parts of clinical medicine, showed failure rates exceeding 80% across nearly all models. I mean, 80% failure rate. That's not a model you're deploying anywhere near patients. On the flip side, final diagnosis performed much better, with failure rates below 40%. Diagnostic testing fell somewhere in the middle. What's fascinating is that standard accuracy metrics completely missed this variation. When you just look at overall scores, it looks like the models are performing reasonably, but when you dig into the granular task performance through Prime LLM's multidimensional approach, you suddenly see these massive gaps in reasoning ability. It's a really good reminder that benchmarks matter, and the right benchmark matters even more. They also tested something else that a lot of people are curious about, multimodal inputs. So, can these models do better if you give them images in addition to text? The answer is basically, sort of, but not really. Only 7 out of 18 models showed significant improvements when images were included. And for the ones that did improve, the gains were modest and inconsistent. This is actually pretty revealing. It suggests that adding image data alone doesn't solve the underlying reasoning problems. Now, here's where I think the real value of this paper kicks in, and I want to be clear about this. The authors aren't saying these models are useless. What they're saying, and what the data shows, is that current LLMs are not ready for unsupervised, patient-facing clinical decision-making. Not yet. Even with all the advances in reasoning models, there are fundamental limitations, especially around generating robust differential diagnoses and navigating diagnostic uncertainty. Think about what that means practically. In clinical medicine, differential diagnoses is where you earn your money. That's where you prove you've thought through the problem. If an AI system fails 80% of the time at that specific task, you absolutely cannot deploy it as a decision-making tool for patients. Full stop. But there is a path forward, and I think this is important too. The authors suggest these systems could work in targeted, supervised applications. So imagine a system that's integrated into a clinical workflow, where a physician is in the loop. Maybe it helps with documentation, or it flags potential diagnoses for the clinician to consider, or it assists with low uncertainty cases where the reasoning demands are lighter. That seems plausible. The bottom line here is that we're in this interesting moment where the benchmarks are finally catching up to the hype. For the first time, we have a comprehensive framework that actually measures clinical reasoning ability in a way that matters. And that framework is telling us that we've made real progress with reasoning optimized models, but we've also uncovered real limitations that you can't just hand wave away. So if you're working on clinical AI applications, or if you're evaluating whether these systems are right for your organization, this paper is essential reading. The Prime LLM benchmark itself could be a game changer for how we think about evaluating medical AI going forward. Because at the end of the day, in clinical medicine, your model's failure rate on differential diagnosis isn't just a number. It's somebody's health outcome.